As we celebrate today's feast, it's really not easy for us to relate to the Holy Family. It seems as if this family is not at all like our ordinary family. Why? Well, look at the facts. The Holy Spirit is responsible for Jesus' conception. The child is divine. The parents get their instruction through dream visions. We have to admit that these really aren't the everyday way families operate. But while we stand in wonder at this Holy Family, it doesn't leave us much with which to identify. However, when we look at it with a little inspired awareness, we can find a connection between our lives and the life of the Holy Family. As we look at Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, let's be aware of the things that made them ordinary in their time and what made their family divine as well. This feast is a time to take a deeper look at what it was like to grow up in Jesus' time. Today's gospel provides the account of a very important journey. The Holy Family flee for their lives into Egypt because of King Herod's persecution. Joseph shows his trust in God when he listens to the angel who appears to him in a dream, and he takes action to protect his family, just like any father would do. Mary and Joseph, with their vulnerable child, Jesus, head south. Perhaps parents will be able to imagine the fear of Joseph and Mary for their child. Their future is unknown, and they can depend only on each other and on God. Their example serves to encourage and strengthen our families and other families who might have to flee for their lives, as we see too often in today's world. After leaving Egypt, the Holy Family travels back to Nazareth to try to reestablish their lives. How often do we see families uprooted due to work situations and have to establish themselves in new and often unknown places? Mary and Joseph were no different. Hopefully, life will now be more stable for them. They adapted to their new situation as best they could. It was in Nazareth where they handed on the Jewish faith and its traditions to Jesus. They taught him his prayers and how to celebrate the feasts of his faith. It's in Nazareth that Jesus will grow and mature to become the one who will proclaim the kingdom of God and form a new people of God around him, later to be called the church to which we all belong. This is the example the Holy Family gives to us that we can imitate. As the baptized, we are called into Jesus' new family to love, to serve, and to build our families in faith and prayer, just like Mary and Joseph did. The Second Vatican Council calls the Christian family the domestic church. This new understanding of family implies that Jesus and the church community represent a new vision of what it means to be a family. Family life can be seen as a new expression of church. So the church begins in our homes and is not separate from the life and grace of the larger church community. The first expression of the intimacy between God the Father and Jesus occurs in our families. It's there, as in Jesus' family, that God's love for us is modeled as each member expresses love and care for each other. It's in our homes that our daily lives together that reveals God Himself through prayer. As we look back to the early years of the church, we see that Jews, Gentiles, and Romans all saw themselves as an intimate family. They took care of each other. They supported one another. The seeds of Jesus' experience in His holy family bring us even today to challenge ourselves to do the same in our human family and in our family we call the church. Although we are many parts, as St. Paul tells us, we are united as one holy family around this Eucharistic table.